The Jackie Capri Show.
Welcome back to the Jackie Capri Show. And I have Jennifer Caldwell in the studio together with Stephen McGlynn, who are from the cast of Mamma Mia, which is doing very well in the West End and is now in its 15th year. Welcome, both of you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Now, Jennifer.
Yes.
This show is your big break.
I know.
Straight out of drama school.
Yes.
And I know that you auditioned for several other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Then suddenly you got the news when you were working front of house at the Adelphi.
Yeah.
That you'd got parts in this show.
I know.
So tell me, what was your reaction?
I think I cried for about half an hour. Yeah, because I was on my own. So I was just eating a little bit of dinner on my own. And my agent called me and just said, how would you feel about being in the ensemble of a West End show? And I went, sorry, are you joking? And he was like, no. And then I just burst into tears and went, all right, I'm going to go off and ring my mum. So, yeah, I called my mum and she cried and I cried. And then, yeah. So.
Oh,
wonderful. What show was on at the Adelphi at the time?
It was One Man, Two Governors, which is the National Theatre play.
Great show too.
Yeah, brilliant.
So, I mean, did you then email people and text people and ring up all your friends and tell them? How exciting.
I know, it was absolutely brilliant.
And I suppose you must have felt a bit despondent. I mean, I know how it can be soul destroying when you audition for show after show and nothing happens. You think, where will I ever get in anywhere?
Yeah.
And then you're doing these other jobs and suddenly you get the news and it's like you're walking on air.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's the most exciting thing ever.
Yeah, definitely.
And I mean, the fact that you're on a show that's been doing so well and you only joined the cast in June.
I joined the cast 2012 June.
Oh.
Yeah, this is my second year.
Oh my God, it's your second year.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I got asked to stay on, which was wonderful.
Well, that is wonderful.
And you know, Jen, she doesn't just, she's not, there's no such thing as just in the ensemble because, you know, you're all part of a great big team.
Yeah.
No.
But, you know, Jen, don't short sell yourself. What else do you do in the company?
I am a cover as well. I understudy Sophie and one of Sophie's friends as well. So.
And have you been on yet?
Yeah, I've been on for both of them. I'm on for one of Sophie's friends at the end of this week for 5 shows. And I've been on for Sophie as well, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I hope your agent will get lots of people in to see you.
Fingers crossed, yeah.
That's very important.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to come back to you, Stephen. But first of all, I know that one of your requests was thank you for the music, Jennifer.
Yes.
So let's hear thank you for the music.
Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before I could talk. And I've often wondered, how did it all start? We found out
That was wonderful. Now, Stephen, I understand you're actually on this. You were actually on that track.
I was on that recording, yeah, because in 1999, I was actually also in the original cast of Mamma Mia, so long before it was a movie or anything. And, yeah, so that recording is the original cast. That was Paul Clarkson singing there. And, oh, my golly, what's the name of the girl? I can't
remember.
Lisa Stokoe, that's it. Yeah, that was them, and I was singing away in the background. So,
yeah. That's great.
Remember it well. I remember, actually, there's something called a sits probe, but when you work in a musical, where it's the first time that the musicians and the actors get together, and you actually hear what the music and the singing is going to sound like together. So it's a very special day, and... you know, when you're doing the sits probe for Mamma Mia for the first time ever, and you've got Benny and Bjorn sat there in front of you while you're singing their material, it was you know, it was definite hairs standing up on the back of your head day. That's
I'd
for sure.
Be terrified. I think.
I was terrified, but it was also amazing.
Well, how exciting and how privileged to be in that position.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I mean, so you did that, and then you took a break of about 14 years, and you've done lots of other shows since then, both in the UK and abroad.
Yep.
I mean, to name but a few, Les Miserables. You did The Witches of Eastwick.
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
You've done Mary Poppins,
yep.
The Wizard of Oz,
yep.
Crazy for You,
yep.
Time of My Life. I mean, you've done masses,
lots,
both
lots.
Here and abroad.
Yep.
You've worked in Gibraltar.
Yep.
You've done a European tour.
Yep.
And you've done straight plays such as The Diary of Anne Frank.
Correct.
And The Diary of Me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And
I'm out of breath listening.
Well, I know. You've done Silent Witness. So you've done TV as films.
Yeah.
Mind Games.
Yeah. Linda LaPlante, that was, yeah.
Oh, yes. Things You Do for Love.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
Oh, I say, you've been lead vocalist with the Cape Town, and let's see if I can pronounce KwaZulu. Yeah. Natal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yes, KwaZulu-Natal Philharmonic Orchestra. Yeah, that was a great job, actually. That was 3 months touring around South Africa. And would you believe ABBA were part of that as well?
Really?
Because it was called Rock Legends, and there was three parts to the show. The first part was ABBA, then part two was Queen, and then the third part was the Beatles. And I was in the Beatles and I was in the ABBA section.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So that was great. I mean, singing these songs with a 70-piece orchestra was quite incredible.
I bet.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you've done two Royal Variety performances.
Yes. My first Royal Variety was in 97, where I was a dancer for Enya, would you believe?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then the second time was in 1999 with Mamma Mia,
where it
was the first time the Royal Variety had ever been done outside of London, and it was at the Hippodrome in Birmingham.
Oh, fantastic.
Yep.
You've also been lead vocalist on the QE2.
Yes.
Seaborn Sun and Silver Sea Cloud.
Oh, I need someone to fan me now.
Party in the park.
Party
it just goes
park,
on and on,
it
doesn't
does,
it?
Doesn't it? Yes. Family proms in the park.
Yes.
And a Noel Coward review.
Oh, Noel Coward review. That was in Burma.
Yes, Rangoon.
That was in Rangoon. Yeah.
I'm feeling very inferior.
Yangon.
For the British
Myanmar.
Embassy.
At the British Embassy.
Well, actually, no, you don't need to feel inferior, Jennifer, because I mean, he's such an old with
older
excuse,
older
older.
He's an older hand.
Oh, the old term.
And he can be your mentor, and I'm sure he's given.
He
you,
has been
and is giving you lots of helpful advice.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely, this is our second year together, isn't it, Stephen?
Yeah, that's right. And you're still talking to each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know, and again, because like Jen, I cover the dads in the show, and so I have 1 in 3 chance of possibly being her father when she's on Plain Sophie.
Absolutely. So.
But you haven't done that yet?
Not together.
I don't know, was I not playing Bill when you were on?
Yeah, we've...
I think...
Oh.
Was I on for Bill? I can't remember.
When
not when you're on for Sophie. No. We have done in understudy rehearsals, obviously, to keep us like a show standard, we do rehearsals so that in case we do end up going on, we know exactly where to stand and what to say and sing.
Yeah.
So we've done that together.
Yes.
Well, that's good. That's one. And I'm sure you'll do some more together.
Absolutely. And she's often in my dressing room. So
all the time.
I'm sure she is. Now, you've chosen, Stephen, Lay All Your Love On Me. So
oh, yes.
Let's hear that.
Okay.
Definitely.
I wasn't jealous before we met. Now every man that I see is a potential threat. And I'm possessive, it isn't nice. You heard me saying that smoking was my only vice.
I believe, Stephen, you've got an anecdote to do this, anecdote.
Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, so right back at the beginning when we were putting the show together, and then Anthony Van Last, who was the original choreographer, walked in and decided that this number was, you know, they walked in with flippers, and, you know, you're sort of like standing there thinking, you know, this is going to be a brand new musical. Now, of course, when you're putting a show together originally, you don't know whether it's going to work. regardless of the fact it was ABBA's music. I mean, you know, Andrew Lloyd Webber writes musicals that don't work. You know, the team behind Les Miserables, you know, they've written stuff that hasn't worked. So you don't know it's going to be a huge success.
No, of course.
And when you start seeing things in a rehearsal room that you don't quite agree with or think, is that right? It's you think, oh my God, this show is not going to work at all. And the flipper moment was definitely one of those moments. I can remember being there with other people. And they walked in and said, right, this is, we're going to be walking around in flippers in this point. And we looked at each other and we sort of like gave the show 3 weeks.
You know,
let alone 14, 15 years as it is at now. But yeah, that's certainly one of those moments where... Yeah, it was.
That's the best part of any tech week is when the young boys get the flippers on, because they've learned all the choreography, and then literally you'll get them on the stage with the flippers and they are all falling over all the time. It's hilarious. Standing on each other, standing on the flippers. It's absolutely hilarious.
Having to sing, of course, as well as do the dancing in the flippers.
I can imagine the looks of horror on your face when Anthony Van Loss first told you about it.
Yeah,
and I can imagine all the goss in the dressing rooms about it. Oh my God. Well, I wish I'd been there. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Now, Jennifer,
yes.
You've next chosen for us to hear Voulez-vous.
Yes. It's one of my favourite numbers in the show, so I love it.
Oh, well.
About the bush. I know why I'm here.
Sam?
And I have to tell you, I think it's brilliant. I've always wanted a little girl, and a big one's even better.
Oh, no, but Sam,
I know I'm rushing things. Listen, does your mum know that you know that?
No, she can't.
Indeed. Who's giving you away?
No one.
Wrong. I am.
You.
Yeah, now don't worry about Donna. She doesn't scare me much.
Well, actually, I love all the music, so...
Yeah, me too.
Right, we're going to play Chickadita, which is one of Stephen's choices, and you've got an anecdote about that.
Yes, another one with Anne. I say, so go back to the show on the 6th of April. Actually, it was a preview, so it was just before then. And, you know, we were doing the show, and so the first time there'd ever been an audience in to watch the show. And I wasn't on stage that night because I was a swing on the original cast, which means that I cover lots and lots of people. And if they're injured or off on holiday, then I was playing their roles. So obviously, right at the beginning, everyone's there. So I was sat in the auditorium with very sweaty hands with this first ever audience, thinking, how are they going to take to this? Especially with the flippers and things, with us giving it 3 or 4 weeks. So the show started, the overture went. Nothing was really coming from the audience at all. It was silence. And Chickadita happens most probably around about 25, 30 minutes into the show. And the lady that was playing the role of Rosie at the time was a lady called Jenny Galloway, a wonderful actress.
She's brilliant.
She actually won an Olivier Award for her role of playing Rosie in the show. She's such a fantastic actress. She literally turned round to Donna, who was Siobhan McCarthy at the time, and said, "Chickadita, tell me what's wrong," as it happens in the show, and there was silence. And then all of a sudden, the audience just burst out laughing, and that laughing must have stopped the show for about 5 minutes, because something, I don't know, some magic happened in the air where the audience got what was going on, everyone got what was going on, it gelled, and all of a sudden, from that moment, that nucleus, I believe, is when Mamma Mia became this phenomenon which it is today, and it's what made it into a movie, which is what made it into an international success all over the world. I mean, there was times when Mamma Mia has been playing somewhere on the planet 24 hours a day. I mean, it's a huge success, all thanks to Judy Kramer and of course ABBA. And this was the moment, so hit it with Chickadita.
Oh, wonderful.
Hit it, toots.
Segue.
Chickadita, tell me what's wrong. I have never seen such sorrow in your eyes, and the wedding is tomorrow. How I hate to see you like this. There is no way you can deny it. I can see that you're old. Chickadita, tell me the truth. I'm a shoulder you can cry on. Your best friend, I'm the one you must rely on. You were always sure of yourself. I see you sad. I
Ah, so now I can visualise what exactly went on. I mean, did the flippers ever fall off during the performance?
I don't know, Jen. I can't remember in the times that I used to do it, because obviously I'm a bit older now, because I don't do the flippers anymore.
I mean, touch wood, I don't think I've ever seen anyone's flippers fall off.
We had a finger gate, didn't we?
Oh, we did have finger gates, yeah. One of the guy who plays Sky, who's Sophie's fiancé, caught his hand in between the boat and the cross arch, yeah, of the stage.
Ooh, dear.
And
very
severed
painful.
His nerves and his tendon.
Oh, no.
And he did the whole number, and the whole stage was covered in blood. And,
oh.
You know, the girl playing Sophie was covered in blood, and there was crying. And
Mamma Mia, the Massacre.
Yeah, they had to stop the show. It looked like a scene from, like, some kind of
And they
horror
carried
film.
On, bless them, because, Absolutely. Of course, the show has to go on.
Of course.
Dr. Theatre is often
Dr.
there.
Dr. Footlights, we
yes.
call it.
Well, oh dear, but these things happen and then you can laugh about it afterwards.
Yes.
Once the injuries have healed.
Well, yeah. Took quite a long time. Poor boy.
Oh. Well, let's have your next choice, Jennifer. Waterloo.
Oh, yes. It's the very last thing in the show and
You love it, don't
you? I absolutely love it. I think it's probably one of my favourite ABBA songs, and It's the most fun part of the show for me to do that, and Voulez-Vous, I just...
And of course, it was Waterloo that ABBA won the Eurovision Song Contest
1973,
with.
Yes. In Brighton, was it? I think was in Brighton.
I can't remember. But it was definitely, because Mamma Mia opened on its 25th anniversary of them winning the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh. So... There you go. Well, not 1974 then.
I think.
If my memory serves me correctly.
Well, Mamma Mia, which of course is on at the Novello Theatre, they are doing a special relaxed performance for children with special needs on Tuesday the 26th of November at 6 o'clock, which is going to be absolutely wonderful. A lot of the West End shows are doing this at the moment, so if anyone wants information about that, they should get in touch with the Novello Theatre. Now, we are going to end up with playing Slipping Through My Fingers, which both Jennifer and Stephen like very much.
Yeah. Jen, what's your reason?
It's one of the lesser-known ABBA songs, which, you know, I always love because you don't often hear it. And it's a lovely part of the show. I mean, it's very close to me because it's when Sophie and Donna, who's obviously Sophie's mum, and they're getting ready for Sophie's wedding, and she asks her mum to give her away. And it's, I mean... I don't have any brothers or sisters or a dad, it's just me and my mum. And it's, I think the Sophie and Donna relationship is very close to mine and my mum's relationship, and I always get quite emotional actually when I listen to it. It's lovely. Yes.
And the lyrics to the song are just so beautiful that, I mean, if you've ever had a child and they've gone off to university or gone to school or anything like that. I mean, I was, you know, it's just freshest week was just a few weeks ago where people were going off to uni. And just the words alone just make you think of all the things that you've done together and all the things you haven't done together. Yet life goes on and they move on and your children grow up. I mean, it is a song. I mean, I play the piano as well. And it's a song that if I'm at home and I play the song and if I start to go along for the lyrics, I find it very difficult to finish the lyrics. How yes. Donna sings it every night is beyond me.
Yeah, my mum came to watch. Touching. Yeah, and when I was on a Sophie, my mum came to watch and was an absolute blubbering wreck.
Because
this is her favourite song as well. So,
so thanks for having us in.
Yeah,
well, that's very kind.
Thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure.
It's been lovely.
Wonderful show. Such a wonderful show.
It is a great show.
Yeah,
and it's great to have people like you coming on, talking about it, and playing the music that you particularly like.
Anytime, Jackie.
Of course.
So thank you, and I hope there'll be another opportunity when you guys come back in again.
Yeah, I'd love to.
And we'll finish off now with Slipping Through My Fingers.
Beautiful.
She leaves home in the early morning, waving goodbye with an absent-minded smile. I watch her go with a surge of that well-known sadness, and I have to sit down for a while. Feeling that I'm losing her forever.
Well, thank you once again, listeners, for joining me on the Jackie Capri Show. And I hope you'll join me again next week when I shall have some more guests for you.
The Jackie Capri Show!